Ibn Mahiyar has narrated from Al-Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, alayhi salam, regarding the verse.
وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا.
And the day, when the unjust one, shall bite his hand saying, Oh! Would that I had taken away with the apostle! Oh! Woe is me! Would that I had not taken such a one for a friend! The Holy Quran 25:27-28. That the first tyrant, Abu Bakr, will say this to the second tyrant, Umar. In another tradition from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, by Allah, at no other place in the Quran has Allah used the allusion of fulan, such a one. Rather, it is in this way, Oh! Woe is me! Would that I had not taken Umar for a friend! And very soon, when that Quran becomes apparent, the people would recite it this same way. The Blessed Kolani has narrated from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, recited a sermon, and said that the two greatest tyrants, Abu Bakr and Umar, removed the dress of caliphate from my body, and donned it themselves, and debated with me in the matter in which they had no right at all. And due to ignorance and misguidance, they committed that evil deed. Thus, they chose for themselves a very bad place, and arranged punishment for themselves. They will curse each other, and will express disdain for each other. The second one, Umar, will say to his companion and confidant, the first one, Abu Bakr, when they meet each other, Oh! Would that between me and you, there were the distance of the east and the west, so, evil is the associate. The Holy Quran 43:38. Hearing this, that tyrant would reply in a terrible condition, Oh! Woe is me! Would that I had not taken such a one for a friend! Certainly he led me astray from the reminder, after it had come to me, and the shaitan fails to aid man. The Holy Quran 25:28-29. After that the Imam said, I am that reminder of Allah, from which they were led astray. And I am that path and way of Allah, from which they turned away. And I am that faith, which they denied, and I am that Quran from which they distanced themselves, and I am that religion which they falsified, and I am that right path from which they turned away.
From Manaqib, a tradition of Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, says regarding this verse,
أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَى وَجْهِهِ أَهْدَى أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
What? Is he who goes prone upon his face better guided, or he who walks upright upon a straight path? The Holy Quran 67:22. Those who goes prone upon his face are our enemies, and those who walk upright are Salman, Abu Zar, Maidad, Amir, and the special companions of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhim as-salam. Muhammad ibn Abbas has narrated from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that the person who walks on the right path at night, by Allah it is Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, and his successors.
Ali ibn Ibrahim narrates from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, regarding this verse.
أَوْ يُلْقَى إِلَيْهِ كَنْزٌ أَوْ تَكُونُ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ يَأْكُلُ مِنْهَا وَقَالَ الظَّالِمُونَ إِن تتبعون إلا رجلا مسحورا انظر كيف ضربوا لك الأمثال فضلوا فلا يستطيعون سبيلا.
When the unjust say, you follow only a man deprived of reason. See what they liken you to. So, they have gone astray, and cannot find the way. The Holy Quran 17:47-48. The Imam said that this verse was revealed in this way. When the unjust, on the Ali Muhammad and those who grabbed their rights, say. It means that they do not find any way to the Vilaya of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Al-Imam Ali, and His Excellency is the path towards Allah. Maybe this verse was revealed in this meaning, and not that the words of the verse are in this order.
The Blessed Kholaini has narrated with authentic chains from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, regarding the verse.
قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ.
Say, this is my way, I call to Allah, I and those who follow me being certain, and glory be to Allah, and I am not one of the polytheists. The Holy Quran 10:108. The Imam said, it is those who follow the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and in place of the Holy Prophet invite, people to the true religion, and they are we the Ahlul Bayt. In Tafsir Furat, there is a tradition from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that in this verse way, Sabil, denotes the vilaya of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam, none denies this except the astrayed ones, and none condemns Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, except those who are astrayed.
According to another tradition regarding this verse,
فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
Therefore, O Apostle, hold fast to that which has been revealed to you, surely, you are on the right path. The Holy Quran 43:43. The Imam said that, it is the vilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, and Ali is the right path. And the Almighty Allah says in Surah Hijr,
قَالَ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ عَلَيَّ مُسْتَقِيمٌ.
He said, this is a right way with me, the Holy Quran 15:41. Often reciters put fatha on the lam in Allah, and the ya is having tashdeed or doubling a letter. This means that, the oneness of Allah is the way incumbent upon me to follow. Some reciters put, kasra on the lam in Allah and use rafa or tanveen on the, ya, which means the esteemed path. And in, tara'if, it is narrated from Hasan Basri that, he used to recite it by kasra on the lam and tashdeed on the ya, and used to say this is the path of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, and his path and his religion is straight and clear, and there is no crookedness in it. So, follow it and be attached to it.
The Blessed Kholaini has also chosen this recitation and narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, regarding this recitation.
إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم.
As for those who say, our Lord is Allah, then continue in the right way, the angels descend upon them, saying, fear not, nor be grieved, and receive good news of the garden which you were promised. We are your guardians in this world's life and in the hereafter, and you shall have therein what your souls desire, and you shall have therein what you ask for. the Holy Quran 41:30-31. Also Ibn Mahiyar and the Blessed Kolaini, Ramatullah Alayhima, have narrated from Imam Sadiq, Alayhi Salam, he said, by Allah. Then continue in the right way means the mastership, vilaya, of the 12 infallible Imams, one after the other, that is to believe in all the Imams. Ibn Mahiyar has narrated through reliable chain of narrators from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that, he said, by Allah. It means the true religion. That which you Shias follow, and the angels would descend, and give the good news at the time of death, and on the day of judgment. In Majma'ul Bayan, it is narrated from Imam Riza, alayhi salam, that it means the Shias. It is related from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that the giving of good news by the angels shall be at the time of death.
There are many traditions in the explanation of this verse. Traditions show that this verse is in praise of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, and the angels address them in this world. Thus, there is an authentic tradition in Basat-i-Rad Darajat that Humran asked Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, may I be sacrificed on you? We have heard that angels descend on you. The Hazrat replied, by Allah, they do descend upon us, and they walk on our floors. Perhaps, you have not read the book of Allah, that he says, as for those who say, our Lord is Allah. On this basis, the istigama or then continue in the right way, would mean infallibility, and from some traditions, it seems that this verse was revealed in praise of the Shia, and the address of the angels to them, is at the time of death, in the grave, and on the day of judgment. As Ibn Mahiyar has narrated from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, regarding the same verse, as for those who say, our Lord is Allah, it means those who have perfected the obedience of Allah, and the Prophet and completed the vilaya of Ali Muhammad, only they remained firm, and steadfast on it, the angels descend upon them. The Imam said that, when these people would be raised on the day of judgment, and come out of the graves, the angels would welcome them and say, do not be afraid, and do not grieve. We are those who lived in the world with you, and now we would never separate from you, till you enter paradise. And the good news of paradise is for you, which had been promised to you. Also it is narrated from Imam Muhammad Baghir, alayhi salam, regarding the explanation of the verse. We are your guardians in this world's life, and in the hereafter. The Holy Quran 41:31. In the tafsir of Imam Hassan Askari, alayhi salam, there is a tradition from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the faithful are always afraid about the hereafter, and when the angels of death arrive to capture their soul, they were not having the certainty of reaching up to the pleasure of Allah, because the angels of death come to the believer, when he is in a severe pain, and he is shocked due to the separation from his wealth and family. He is worried about all those who were connected to him, and in his heart remain the aspirations and longings for his wife and children, that had not materialized. At that time, the angels of death say to him, why are you so much aggrieved? He says, because of the nervousness and worry and the breaking up of the ambitions. The angels of death say, does any sane person laments the loss of a spurious silver coin, in exchange of which, he is given thousands of golden coins? The man will say, no. Then the angels of death would tell him to look up, and when he does so, he sees the palaces and levels of paradise, which are better than what the people desire in this world. The angels say, these houses, blessings, wealth, wife, and children are all yours, and all those pious wives and children would be with you. Do you agree to leave those things of the world to get these in the hereafter? He says, yes, I agree. Then the angels ask him to look up again. When he looks up, he sees the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Maulana Ali, and his purified infallible progeny in the most elevated position, Allah Aliyin, and the angels tell him, these are your masters and guides, and they would be with you, in these gardens of paradise, and give you company, and be your friends. Don't you agree that they give you company instead of your worldly companions? He would say, indeed by Allah, I agree. This is the explanation of the verse. The angels descend upon them, saying, Fear not nor be grieved. The Holy Quran 41:30. It means do not be aggrieved. Whatever you have left in the world, children, wife, wealth, is compensated by what you have seen in the paradise. So be happy with the paradise that you were promised, which you have seen, and all those noble personages would be your friends and companions.
The Almighty Allah says in Surah Jin, number 72.
وَأَن لَّوْ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُم مَّاءً غَدَقًا لِّنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ وَمَن يُعْرِضْ عَن ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ يَسْلُكْهُ عَذَابًا صَعَدًا.
And that if they should keep to the right way, we would certainly give them to drink of abundant water. So, that we might try them with respect to it. The Holy Quran 72:16-17. In the explanation of this verse, the following points have come in the traditions of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam. Firstly, that Ibn Mahiyar narrates from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, if they had in the spiritual plane, alami arwa, when Allah has taken oath for His oneness, the prophethood of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the imamah of the 12 infallible imams, alayhim assalam. Then if they remain steadfast on vilaya, then surely we would put plenty of sweetness in their dust teenet, from which they are created, and not the bitter water which we put in the teenet of the unbelievers and the hypocrites. Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, has been reported to have said in similar terms and said that, at the end that, the examination and tests are in the vilaya of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. Secondly, the metaphor of water refers to knowledge, because knowledge is the basis of the life of the soul, just as the water is the basis for the life of the body. Thus, in many authentic traditions, it is narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, if they remain firm on the vilaya of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam, surely we would shower them heavily with knowledge, that they learn from the imams, alayhim assalam. In some traditions it is mentioned that the pronoun, in try them, points to the hypocrites, it means, we will examine the hypocrites.